Okay, who wants to read? Misve.
Misve. Okay, so this is a contradictory brisa to our Mishnah. Hayu lefanav tznon v'zayis, mevarach al tznon u'puter es hazayis.
Okay, so what is the, what's the Misve? What's the Misve?
Right, so, according to us, then according to our Mishnah, then when they're different brachos, then mevarach hazeh v'chozer mevarach hazeh. Right, you
right.
Can pick whichever one you want. Here it's saying that they're different brachos, and you specifically have to do the tznon.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's poter the zayis.
No, it's really it's not a mesve. It's like a little bit of an unusual type of a mesve. It's not a mesve on a specific thing that was said prior in terms of that the machlokes. It's not really a mesve on. It's like a mesve on the whole premise. Like where the machlokes is based on a premise.
Right.
That when the brachas are different, then each one needs his own bracha,
right.
And there's no idea of kedima. The only time you have an idea of what's kodem, of what is adif, is when the brachas are the same, because that's the only time that one bracha will cover both. But the meisvei is on the premise that you see over here, even when the brachas are different. One bracha can cover both.
So the machlokes would extend even to Shein Shabbos.
Yeah, well, you have to change, right? You have to change the correct. See, that's what those explains a little bit. There's parach alma demvarch bari priadama afilu liftor bari priates. Now that's really the main statement. Now you can say that's the opposite of what Rashi was saying.
Right.
Rashi was going out of the way to explain. That if you make the bracha on the boy priyadomer, you're not yotzi in the boy priyates. The meisve is saying, no, you are. That you see that what? That it says that if you're mavarich on the, you're mavarich on the tznon, and you don't have to make a bracha on the zayas. So the whole premise that we were working with is wrong. Right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Alright, so the Gemara is going to try to resolve it. Haka b'mayaskinan, kasher tznon ikar.
Yes, this is not a case of what?
It's not the same case in the, that the Mishnah said, mevarach hazeh v'chozer mevarach hazeh, right?
Right.
That case, there was no ikar in Tafil.
Right.
It was just different brachos. But here, it's that's known as the ikar. And that's why you can make a bracha on it and be poter the...
Right. Let's see Rashi. Shahayat tznon ikar.
Let's see. Shahayat tznon ikar. Shebishvilo hiskel ha'achila.
Interesting way Rashi phrases it.
Right.
I mean, it's going to become very important for the next segment with the hamotzi, how that works.
Mm-hmm.
But so Rashi's saying, what does it mean that it's ikar? Why does he say that? You know, why he says that?
Oh, we worked it out. Right. I forgot. I mean, why you start with phrases in terms of hiskila?
Yeah. There's a practical reason. I mean, there's a practical answer. Yeah.
Let's say you wanted it snow, but you ate the other one first, you'd have to
do more. No. More simple. Because you're not eating them together, right? Even though you're not eating them like a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
It's still like a ritoffel.
It's still like a ritoffel.
Like
it's not like a tarobus, right? It's not like a mixture. You say, well, the main part of this is what?
It's not raisinets,
correct.
In terms of your achila.
It's an ikar in terms of this achiva.
Right.
It's an interesting idea. It's a different idea of ikar and tafel than just a mixture that you're going to have to define essentially as one min or the other. Right? Here they're separate, and each one is going to be eaten individually. But you still have an idea of ikar and tafel.
No, the reason it's ikar is because you're starting with it first.
So what does he say? He elaborates now. That's like his opening explanation, right? So why are you eating it? V'lo ochal zayis.
V'lo ochal zayis v'lo hapik churpo shel tznon.
The only reason you're eating the zayis is to what?
Diminish the sharpness or
to
blunt the...
right. V'hapik means like, it's a general term, like to...
counteract.
Weaken?
Yeah, I mean, it's Yeah, it's a weekend, all right. It has to do with heat. It essentially has to do with heat.
Oh, yeah. So according to this, if the case happened to be that you ate the Zayas first...
No, then you can't say.
Then you wouldn't be able to make this argument. Even though that was the reality.
That what? That the reason why you started this achila is for its note. And therefore, the Zayas is considered an extension of the achila of the tznon. Right?
Yeah.
Your question is a little more complicated. I don't know if you can do that.
Right.
We don't know that from here. But he's saying over here, in other words, there are two separate brachos, and you're eating them separately. So how can you make one bracha and not two? One bracha and not two. So it's similar to the idea we were saying the other day. Right, that you make a bracha on the kviyas, on each kviyas achila.
So when you have a dip, that kind of, and then when you give that case.
Well, a dip is different. That's what I'm saying. A dip is different because you're always eating them together. No, the basic idea that we were mentioning. How is it if you have many fruits, you only make one bracha? How is the basic idea we were discussing?
Fruits.
Each one is chayav a bracha, right? How is it that when you go from the apple to the orange, you don't have to make a new bracha? Right? We mentioned this a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't go into it enough. Now, is that basic din is a question. To me, it's a question. Now, is you have an apple and an orange in front of you, right? Well, it does seem to have to be that it's in front of you.
Hmm.
It does seem to have to be in front of you. But let's say you have two fruits in front of you. Simple case. Now, each one really is chayav a bracha. Right?
You mean really in front of you as opposed to just potato?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
Okay.
But, so now, when you make the bracha on the apple, let's say, and then you get to the orange, why don't you have to make another bracha? Right? Why don't you have to make another bracha? It's hard to say that the bracha... Now, there's two ways to look at it. Either you could say that the bracha you made on the apple is going on the orange. Right? It sounds good, but it's hard to really work that out. It's very difficult for me to really understand that. Because there's two problems. First of all, when I'm sitting down to eat the apple, I'm not chayiv in a bracha on the orange. I'm not going to eat it now. I'm going to eat it in 5 minutes. So there's not even a chiyuv right now. And secondly, the bracha, it would seem it's too distant from the bracha now. It's like you can't make a bracha now for 5 minutes later. Maybe say it's the same reason. But
and you wouldn't have a machlokas in the kedimas either. I mean, if you're making the bracha on everyone.
And it's true. The lashon of the at least the lashon of the Rush, and Rashi has it later too, is that you really the bracha on this one paters the other one. Not that the brachas are going on all of them.
Mm-hmm. Although if you don't eat it, you make a bracha labatala.
Right, exactly. Well, okay, you can work those questions out though. But so that's what we're trying to that's what we proposed an answer the other day, is that you really chayev in your chayav one bracha on the kviyas of achila, and if you sit down and the peros are all in front of you and they're bedaito to eat the apple and the orange and then the pear, so although each one on its own would be chayav its own bracha, it's one kviyas of achilas peros, right?
So you don't have to have in mind this, but
well, you do, because otherwise. Otherwise, it's not in terms.
Right,
you can't change your kviyas is set from the outset.
I'm saying for another specific fruit. It's just that you're having in mind to be involved in achilas and peros.
Well, that's a question. If you can do such a thing, if there is such a das like that, or it would seem we hold the das that has to be specific. You have to take these specific things and say this is my achila now. It's not like a suda. That's a suda is a little different. Suda is different, but. Peros don't have are not susceptible to the same type of kviyas as a suda. So it seems lahalacha you have to have them. You need two things. That's what the Mishnah Berurah has. You need two things. You have to be lefanov and the daido. But then that is your achila now. That's your entity of achila. Now you only need one bracha on this kviyas of achila. So whichever one you take first will be the only one that gets the bracha in specific. Everything else will just be potter because it's part of the same kviyas.
So then it's no different than just making a bracha on one thing.
That's right. It's making the bracha on one thing that's part of a greater kviyas. So there's no new mechayev because there's no new haschala.
Doesn't lefanov mean b'dayto?
No, it really means that it means lefanov and b'dayto.
Wait, Professor. So when you're taking this approach of the kviyas,
yeah.
So how is that solving the question you asked on it's a bracha on this that's also going on the other one? How is that? What did
oh,
it
so
change?
Oh, so it's only a bracha on this. Okay. It's really a bracha on the haschala of the kviyas,
right.
And there's only one thing that's going to have that. There's only one thing that's going to receive the bracha on that haschala. Specifically, everything else is just doesn't need it because there's no new activity.
And the problem that you, what was the question that you said?
The question is that it's not that you have in mind when I make the Bari Priya 8, I have in mind the apple, the orange, and the pear, and it's like the bracha is like held in abeyance until I get to the orange, and then it's like now it's chal. It's like I said it. It's like there's a time. It's like I said three brachas in once, and then they're going to be chal in succession.
What's the problem with that? Just the funny.
Doesn't make any. The problem is I'm not chayvin a bracha right now on the apple on the orange. How can I make a bracha and I'm not even chayvin on it?
I see. But now you're saying that it's going on the fila of the.
Now I'm saying that's right. That the kviyas is chayvin a bracha, and it's all one kviyas of achila. So you only need one bracha for this whole kviyas. And that's what Rashi's saying over here by the Iker and Tafel too. That if this is essentially from the beginning, it's achilas tznon, right? Because the zayas is really functioning for the achilas tznon, correct? Then what? Then there's only one kviyas achilas. It's really just the achilas tznon that I'm koveya for.
So,
that's the only thing that needs the bracha.
In the case of the fruits, were you mavarach on the kviyas or on the first fruit that you ate? Which were you mavarach on?
Both.
Both.
Right. You mavarach on the kviyas through the beginning of the kviyas.
Uh-huh.
What creates the kviyas?
Your das. Your das and the fact that they're present. Yeah. Hold in.
Ye. Never mind.
Okay, yeah.
Where do you see any themes of
kviyas? I don't see any other way to understand. I just can't see any other way to understand it. Kviyas means it's a tzirif. I mean, that maybe that's a better idea. That you mitzdarif all of the things together into one unit of achila. Now it's like we said the most simple case is a guy's eating one apple, right? You don't say every bite he has to make a new bracha on. Why? Because it's the same achila that he already was mevarach on. He was already mevarach on the achila of this thing. Right? He already was mevarach on the achila of this thing. Oh, but the last bite, when was he mevarach on the last bite? It was 5 minutes ago. How can he make a bracha for the last bite now? So you don't look at it like that. You look at it that it's in terms of the that's what I'm calling the kviyas. The person is sits down and he has in mind he's going to eat, he's going to engage in an activity of achila, and that as long as it's one, a singular activity, it only requires one bracha. It's the partaking of it. When I sit down to partake of this thing, at the beginning of partaking of it, I must be mevarich. But if I can make it a bigger entity, I'm partaking not just of this apple, but the apple, the pear, and the orange. That's all part of my achila now. Then that whole kviyas only requires one bracha. But if I didn't have in mind to have the apple, the orange, and someone brings it to me, that's now a new activity. So now it needs a new bracha. Right? So this Iker and Tafel, one second. See, this Iker and Tafel it seems different than like a dip. It seems a little different. You know, I don't want to get too, but in other words, it seems like there's two ideas of ikkar and tefil, right? And they seem distinct. One is like this, where you're having two separate achilos, but one is serving the other.
The other one seems to be more in terms of the entity itself.
The other one is, I can say, the entity is essentially mizonos. I have a cake. It's got, it has apples and nuts in the cake too. So they, you know what? It's essentially cake. So then it only needs one bracha. It only needs one bracha. Not that I'm pottering the apples and the nuts with the bracha. It only is an entity of mizonos. But here it's two separate achilas. Seems like you have to have, like Rashi saying, your achila, the haschola. What does it mean? That's what he means, the haschola. The haschola of what? Shebishvilo hischil ha'achila. What does that mean? It means that the achila only needs one bracha. The whole activity of achila, as long as this whole activity of achila is under one heading, it only requires one bracha. So what is this achila? It's really an achilas tznon. Ah, you're eating the zayas? Yeah, but I'm only eating the zayas because of the achilas tznon. So it's not considered two, normally two separate minas, it's considered two different brachas, two irakos, peros and irakos, peros ha'aretz, peros ha'adamah, are considered two different activities. But here it's not. I mean, that's the hardest part of the svar, that you have to accept that. You have to accept one thing, and that is different, that the achilos are grouped by the types of foods. I mean, that's the only thing you have to accept here.
And so your bracha here is poter the achilas sinon, and then
right.
You're really making the move to say that the zayas is part of that achilas.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, if you're eating lots of peros, so then they don't have to serve each other. It's the same activity. But since intrinsically tznon and zayas are different activities, it's only because one is serving the other that it's subsumed under the tznon. Otherwise, it would be like two different things. It would be achilas, peros ha'aretz and peros ha'etz. Right? Peros ha'dom and peros ha'etz.
And would that apply this idea of serving another thing in terms of being tough? Would that apply even something of a higher order of magnitude?
Yeah.
So if you're eating something really, really
bread,
hot or spicy, you
even bread. Yeah.
So and the reason why that premise you're saying is hard to accept is because in terms of the kviyos achila, there's no real connection between not the very last thing. You were saying that the difficulty about this idea that we are saying.
Yes.
Is that you said that you have accepted the premise that the chilas are grouped
by how the brachas are grouped.
By how the brachas are grouped, right?
What do you mean?
And then it's difficult just because.
Seems arbitrary. In other words, we're saying there's one premise here that you have to accept, and that is, when I say have to accept it, I don't mean you can't explain it. I'm saying you have to accept it for now. And that is that we're saying that there's a kviyas of achila, and you need a bracha on each kviyas of achila. But if you eat vegetables and fruits, those are considered different kviyas. Right? You don't say, it's all achila. It's achilas.
You're sitting down to eat. So
I'm
it.
Eating.
Right.
But then you get stuck.
What? If you say that?
Yeah. Because then
that's why you have to accept that premise. If you say what? If you say you're just sitting down to eat.
No. If you say that there are two different kviyases.
Right.
And then one kviyas is going to end up pottering the other due to ikkar and tefil.
Oh, no, that's only if you bedaito make one completely accidental to the other. But normally, it was normally if I'm sitting down to the apple, the orange, and the pear, one is not tefil to the other, right? I want to have an apple, an orange, and a pear, right? I'm not eating the pear because I had the orange, and I'm not eating the orange because I had the apple. It's completely separate.
Yeah,
right?
They're all the same bracha.
They're all the same bracha, and therefore we're saying it's all one kviyas of achilas peros, and that achilas peros requires one bracha. So when I get to the, when I move from the apple to the orange, I'm not starting anything new. I'm not doing anything new. There's no new mechayev over here. I'm still engaged in the same exact thing I was engaged, just like each bite of the apple is not new. Moving from the apple to the orange is not new, because it's all peros. All achilas peros. Right? But if I have an apple, an orange, and then a carrot, I say, well, whoa, when you get to the carrot, now you're doing something new. Right?
Right.
Now you need a new bracha. And it's only if I can say that I'm eating the zayas because of the tznon, that even though they're different brachos, even though they're different types, I still say I'm doing the same thing. I mean, I don't think it's so that difficult to answer that question, but you just have to realize what you're accepting right now as a premise, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what Rashi seems to be saying over here, that the Iker and Tofel of the Tznon and the Zayas is that it's still considered one activity of Achilas Tznon. That since Bedaito, you're only eating from the beginning, you're only eating this Zayas because you started with the Tznon, then it's not considered like a new Haschola. And it doesn't need its own bracha. But you don't say that by the apple, the orange, and the pear. You don't say you're eating the apple, eating the orange only because you started with an apple. It has nothing to do with the two. Right?
Apples and oranges.
Go ahead.
Alright. So then the Gemara questions that resolution, right? Ihaki.
Right.
If that's true, that's what the Bryce is talking about, where it's known as Iker, right? And that's right. Imla Seifa. What about the Seifa of the Bryce, which says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mavarach al Azayis, Shazayis Mimin Sheva.
Right.
Right.
So it's funny. It's like, it's not possible. It's not possible for you to reject Iker and Tafel.
Right.
Maybe he does.
Right. And then, it says that. Right. And if you v'chitem hakanami deleisle.
Right.
Hatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer im machmas tzon bahzayis mevarach al tzon upotras azayis.
Right. So you see, it's not an impossible thing to say that to reject at least this type of Iker and Tafel,
right?
Because they really are separate achilos. You have to accept the fact that even though they're separate activities intrinsically, you can make one part of the other.
He is accepting and rejecting at the end of what we just.
Well, the Gemara proves that he holds from it. So, but it seems possible to. Yeah, but it's not like a fundamental impossibility to say that he doesn't hold from this type of Iker and Tafel.
What was the original contradiction, though, that since he holds that Zayis is one of them in Shiva, it could never be Tafel then?
No. Because it says, the problem is the text itself. He says to make a bracha on the Zayis first, right? But you can't do that if that's Iker and Tafel. If it's Iker and Tafel, you can't make a bracha on the Zayis first. I'm not coming to eat the Zayis. It was only say I make the bracha on Zayis first, I'm coming to eat both of them, equals. But if I'm coming to eat the tznon and the zayis is only tofel to it, it's not chayiv in a bracha at all.
So why is it even a contradiction? Just say that's not.
It's contradicting to the case. You can't say the case that the Tanakhama is talking about is a case of Iker and Tofel. Because if it was an Iker and Tofel case, Rabbi Yehuda would not be possible for Rabbi Yehuda to say, make the bracha on the zayis
first.
It's
answering the mesa.
What's that?
It's answering the mesa.
It's a question on the answer. No, the mesa is. That the Brisa says, if you have a Zayas and it's known, make the bracha on the on its known, for your Dhamma, and now you put there on the Zayas. Right? Whereas we said that if they're two separate brachos, each one needs its own bracha. Right? So the Gemara says, no, really, when they're two separate brachos, normally each one does need its own bracha. But here is an unusual case where the guy specifically is having an Iker and a Tafel situation. Right? He's specifically saying Iker and Tafel. So the Gemara says, oh, but Rabbi Yehuda says on this very Braisa, they have to make the bracha on the Zayas first. And if it's really Iker and Tafel, it's not possible for Rabbi Yehuda to say that. Yeah. Unless you say he doesn't agree with Iker and Tafel. So maybe you'll say he doesn't agree with Iker and Tafel. That can't be, because he himself says Iker and Tafel. Okay, so it's basically a whole contradiction. It's impossible to get out of this problem. One, you're going to be stuck in one problem or the other. either this is going to be a steer to our Mishnah, or it itself is contradictory.
Okay, so olam b'tznon ikar askinan.
So we're right. Going to stick with the second with our answer.
Right.
That this really it is an ikar and a tuffel case. Aye, so how can Rabbi Yehuda say even when it's ikar and tuffel they have to make the bracha on the zayas?
V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'rabbanan b'milsa achrisi pligi.
That's different. It's a different case. It's not the same case as the Reisha. The Reisha is ikar and tuffel, and the machlokas is a different case.
V'chsirin nechzra.
So you have to. It's missing a certain words over here. Vachik tani.
Right. Ha'ilafan of tznon v'zayas mevarach al tznon u'puter es zayas.
So if you had the tznon and the zayas, then what? You make the bracha on the tznon and the pot is a zayas.
Right. Through ikar and
tuffel. Bamed v'amurim.
Right. Kishen tznon ikar.
That's when it's known as ikar. Everybody agrees to that.
Right. Aval inus known ikar, divrei hakol mevarach al zeh v'chozer mevarach al zeh.
But if it's known as not ikar, so now it's two brachas that are different.
Right.
And according to Ula, there's no machlokas by when the two brachas are different. And that's what the Bryce is saying. Right? That then you have your choice. You mevarach on either one that you want.
Right?
Right? And Rashi says, v'kan lo nechliku.
Right.
Now,
new
case.
Right. Shnei minin ba'alma should be chosen in Shavos. Mevarcha izim hen shiyirte.
That's the Chachamim.
Right. And Rabbi Huda omer mevarcha al hazayis. Shazayis min shiva.
Okay. So now the Chachamim are saying that if there are two separate brachos, you go with chavim. Right. And Rabbi Huda holds, you go with min shiva. So it's exactly like our mission.
Right.
Rashi, Shnei Minin Ba'alma.
Kagon Zayis V'Tapuach. Shabir Chosein Shavos. V'ha'echad Mimin Shiva B'zein Nechlako.
So that's the Machlokas. When the Brachas are the same, two separate Minim, the Brachas are the same, and one is Min Shiva. Okay. So nothing basically, I mean, aside from that side point into Ikar and Tafil, pretty much everything is the same. Okay, so if you just woke up now, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Tliki ba Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Amar Machlokas b'Shabir Hosein Shavos. De Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adif, Rabbanu Savar Min Chaviv Adif. Aval b'Shein Bir Hosein Shavos, Divrei Kol, Mevarach Hazeh v'Chozer Mevarach Hazeh.
So that's like us. That's like we've been saying now.
V'chad Amar, Ach b'Shein Bir Hosein Shavos, Nami Machlokas.
Okay, but here's a new sheet now. The new sheet in the Gemara. That Rabbi Yehuda and Chum are even arguing when the brachos are different. Right. Okay. Rashi's not much going on, right?
Yeah.
Now this is a very interesting Gemara. Go ahead.
Right. Bishlam almanda amar b'shabir chosein shavos machlokes shapir.
So if you say like you've been saying this whole time that the machlokes is when the brachos are the same, then it's good.
Right, like we just.
It's good. Why? It was a funny expression, right? Go ahead.
Elul amanda amar b'shein bir chosein shavos pligi b'may pligi.
B'may pligi is a strange question. What do you mean b'may pligi? You just said. You just said what they're arguing about, right?
Right.
Now Rashi explains a little more. B'may pligi.
Ha'avadai lo miftri b'chad bracha.
It's like the Gemara almost can't understand how there can be a machlokas here. Like, what could they be arguing on? Take a look at Tosafot. Tosafot is the same thing.
Yeah, he says,
Kolam my time of the Rabbi Yehuda Dama Shiva Aminim Adif. It's not that they don't know what Rabbi Yehuda says in that case. Of course they know what that's exactly the Machloka. So if they're two separate brachos, Rabbi Yehuda would say, Min Shiva comes first. And the Chumim say, Ezman Shiyirtza is Kodim. Ezman Shiyirtza. So, but my pligi doesn't mean what are they arguing about. It's very clear what they're arguing about.
Is Rashi saying that the question?
One second. It says, Klomar, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda Damar Shiva Minim Adif, my Adif is Shaychabu.
Right.
The Gemara can't understand the concept. The Gemara doesn't understand what kind of a concept. What kind of a concept is this? That the brachas are different and one should come first.
Aren't the Gaonim who held that on the previous Gemara that said you're Mevarach HaZeh before Mevarach HaZeh, that there is Adif, like, they're going to have to explain this Gemara differently, right?
No.
According to Rashi
and
Tosus is openly saying that the Gemara can't understand the idea.
No, not at all. Right. Not at all. Because we said. Go ahead.
No, because the Gaonim also, we said, agreed that it's going to be a different idea of Adifus.
Correct. Correct. A different idea of Adifus. An idea not of the meat, not of the things against each other. It's the idea of the Shevach.
Not the Ikramah.
And we said that originally the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda is only because one is coming to pata the other. So now you're comparing them in terms of Minim. Now the min sheva has a certain adifus because it's now the process of the bracha is going to bring up, is going to make a comparison via of the minim. But if there's no comparison of the minim, because each min is going to get its own bracha, and you can't, and we don't hold that bari priya etza, bari priya dama is a better shevach, so what is Rabbi Yehuda's svara? We just can't understand his svara. It's an amazing
guy. According to this side, that they're arguing in brachos she'en Shabbos, are they also arguing by Shabbos?
Yes. But that's Rashi comes to explain. That's what Rashi steps in to explain. But one second. So what are they arguing about? So what is the Gemara answer?
Mahakin.
It's a funny Gemara.
They don't have a problem with the Chachamim?
The Chachamim is the same as they were. The Chum is the same as they always were. They always say Chaviv is other.
What I'm saying,
there's nothing new.
Gemara doesn't have trouble understanding why Chavivus would factor into which bracha to make first?
No, because that's exactly like we were saying before. Right, and the Chumim haven't changed. Am I wrong about that?
Well,
the Chumim have not changed. Whether you say the Machlokas is when the brachas are the same or not, according to according to the way we're learning, according to the way most of the Gaonim learn, that when the brachas are different, they hold Chaviv. Then it's definitely not a problem. Right, same exact thing.
No, because same question. Just if we're saying that adif can only exist, our idea of adif that we've been working with can only exist when there's a relationship between the things. Like,
yeah, it's going to be a different reason why they say.
So it still is going to
be a different
reason,
right? But it's an understand. It's not a reason that is new.
Matt was raising my question.
Well, let's say, look, it depends on how you learned the last piece of Gemara. Okay, just take 5 minutes on this because I don't want to lose everybody. But let's say you learned the last piece of Gemara that the machlokas is only when the brachas is the same, right? Mm-hmm. And when they're different, what do you do? What do the chum hold you do when they're different? So if you say chaviv, then this is no problem. Because that's exactly what they're saying here too.
Right?
Right. And if you say like the rush that before, when it says do whatever you want, it really means do whatever you want, right? But still the idea of chaviv is not an idea of within being, is not an idea
of the paras themselves.
Of the paras themselves, an idea of the shemach.
Okay.
So even if you hold that the prior Gemara doesn't indicate that, it's not an idea that's it's not an idea that's difficult to understand. But to say that the brachas are different, and now the min sheva is going to take priority, even though it's not pottering anything else, that's far, there's no place for that svar. What kind of svar is that? It's not an idea that the min has to be more chashuv, because it's not pottering the other min. And it's not an idea that the shevach itself is better, because why is the shevach any better? It's not more specific, it's not, right? So that's what the Gemara says, b'mai pligi, what is Rabbi Yehuda's svara? But then the Gemara's answer, what's the answer? Lahakdim. I mean, that's like saying, that's almost like saying, that's the fact.
Right.
I mean, what is Lahakdim adding? Yeah. That's what you want to know.
And Tosfos doesn't help much on the surface, because he just says,
Umashani de hadifas havi min hakdama. What does that mean?
Yeah.
But when you said that there's no superiority of Shevach because neither one is more specific than the other, why couldn't you say that, yeah, it's true in terms of specificity, they're the same thing, but if one of these, one of them is Sheva Minim and one of them is not, so then it's better, it's a higher Shevach to give Shevach on something which is...
Because we're not learning that kind of an idea the whole time. The whole time we're not learning that kind of idea. We're learning that either, like Matt was saying yesterday, either you can hold like the Bahag, that you have to make the bracha that is more mitzuraf to the entity first. You have to make a bari priya etza for bari priya dama. Or that you need one to represent the group, right? And then and in terms of that, in terms of the first way, min sheva doesn't play any role, right? Because it's not more mitzuraf to the fruit because it's a min sheva. It's nothing to do with it. When it's different brachos, or the idea of min sheva we said is that when one potters the other, so now you have to use one min for the other minim. Now we have in the Torah a system of which min is other.
Well, what's wrong with this? With that? With that?
What's wrong with saying that something that has no idea behind it?
I didn't know what I was saying. But
so then give me an idea.
No, that's what I'm saying. Say that when you there's a different idea of a better Shevach, which is that if you're giving Shevach on a superior item, so that Shevach is going to be superior Shevach than if you're giving it on an inferior item. Now, if one of these, I have a Bar Parades and Bar Paydam in front of me, and one of them, I don't care which bracha is which, one of them is one of them in Shevach. So the fact that I'm going to be Mevarech and give Shevach on the superior item before I give it on the inferior item, that's a kiyum in the Shevach.
How does that make it agree?
Is that, are you saying lachdim? I mean, what are you trying to, I'm not saying there's no answer to this question, because the Gemara gives an answer. I'm saying the answer has not, the answer that we have here, the Gemara is saying, is a totally new idea that we have not been dealing with before.
Now, well, we haven't said this before.
Okay, so maybe that's what the Gemara means. But you can't say that since I have an answer, the Gemara should have had no question.
No,
the Gemara has a question. And I'm telling you what the Gemara's question is. The Gemara's question is that based on all of the way we've been learning, this idea of two different brachos that you should go to Min Sheva doesn't fit anywhere. Now you want to say you have an answer? Okay, Tosfos also says he has an answer. But I'm not saying there's no answer here. I'm trying to show you why the Gemara has a question. Because based on all the concepts of why one bracha should precede the other, namely either because it's a greater shevach in the tzura of the bracha, right, or the tziruf of the bracha, or that one is serving for the other, they're all absent here. Because it's two separate brachos. The tzura is not any different because it's a rimon. And the tziruf is not any greater because it's a rimon. And it's not going to pot there anything else. So where is this idea? But my pligi doesn't mean what does Rabbi Yehuda hold you should do. It means what kind of an idea of chashivas is this? What kind of an adifas is this? So what's the idea of adif? Go ahead. He wants to say an idea of adif.
That when you have two items in front of you, so you have two different brachas, a bari priya eitz and a bari priya dama.
Bari priya eitz and a bari priya dama, okay.
And one of them is from the Shiva Minim. Doesn't matter which bracha is the Shiva Minim one. So to get, since the Shiva Minim are their superior ochel, so given that, it's a superior shevach to be mevarech on the superior item before you're mevarech on the lesser item.
But what does Tosis mean, lahaktim? That's what I was saying.
You're choosing one
for
the other.
Umishani the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "B'mai pligi lahakdim." What does that mean? What does lahakdim mean? What's new about lahakdim over here? Yeah.
Just to say what's new, not to give like.
Yeah, go ahead.
But just like before, we were saying that with a deepest, you have to have like a relationship between
good.
Two objects,
right?
In order to have some, you already even talk about it,
right?
Lahakdim, there doesn't need to be a relationship. I mean, you can have something, two activities can be completely different, but you could say that this activity needs to come first. Just
and you can impose another first. System of, for example, on that.
In other words, let me just clarify one more time that we don't have an idea of lahak. Up to the, well, let's put it this way. Up to this point, it would seem there has not been an idea of lahak.
Right.
Whatever it means.
Whatever it means, we haven't seen it yet. Okay, why not? Why not? We had a lot of things that seemed to have to do with being makdim. Why was nothing before this makdim? So beforehand, it wasn't an idea of makdim. If the brachas are the same, it's not an idea of lahakdim. Because lahakdim means you're going to do two things. Now one has to come before the other. But if you're only making one bracha, right, there's no lahakdim.
Let's just do it on this one.
You're just doing it on one. You're only making one bracha. Right? And what about the idea of chaviv when the brachas are different? That's also not lahakdim. Because it's not that you have to, it's not that it's that right now you have to have your chi of shevach is always the greatest shevach available. It's not an idea of order. It's not an idea of order. It's an idea that you have a chi of shevach. Which chi of is greatest? You understand? Is a difference. It's not an order question. It's not an order question. It's saying that the one that the chi of that is the closer. is saying that the chiyuvim are not equal. Lahakdim is when everything is equal. Now I have to have a thing of being makdim. One second. But if I say that this is a greater shevach than that, I don't have. It's not that I have to say the. It's not that I have to say the shevach that's greater. It's not that I have to now have an order. It's that I have to have the greatest shevach. I must right now. No, let's put it this way.
Doesn't that put things into an order?
No.
Your whole life is in an order, Yoni. Your whole life, from the day you were born, is an order.
Okay.
Are you implying that the parts preceding this point were better?
Wouldn't you say there is an order in the idea of Sira?
An order is when you have two equal things in front of you. And now you have to say there's an idea of order. There's an external idea of order that's going to tell me how to do them. But if one thing has an intrinsic... If one thing is intrinsically greater than the other, it's not a question of order. You understand? So if the Shevach, if a more complete Shevach is a greater... Is a greater then if there is an idea of a more complete shevach, then that's the chiyuv you have now. That's your greater chiyuv.
So it must be an external thing in order to be an order idea, because they have to be equal.
Order is like I have to put my shoes on. I have to put one shoe on at a time. How should I do it? How should I do it? So the Gemara says you should do it in the way that reminds you of tefillin. Right, that you tie the left one first, and then the right one. Why? It's because they're completely equal. They're completely equal. So you should use another idea. You should reflect something else. We'll give you another order. Right? We'll give you another order. But that's because they're completely equal. You understand?
So why does Chavis make something not equal?
One is greater than the other, so there's an intrinsic reason.
That's right. Because now, well, that's well. If you accept that idea, if you accept that idea, hold on. If you accept the idea that a more perfect, that there is such a thing as a more perfect shevach, depending on the tzura of the bracha or the relationship between the bracha and the things, then it's almost like if you could visualize. If like each one had like bars, you know, rising up, like on your telephone, you know, how many bars do you have? You'd have more bars on top of the more perfect shevach. It has a higher shevach meter. If you had a shevach meter, right? This would give off more shevach rays. So you'd have to go to it first. Not a matter of choice. Not a matter of choice. That's intrinsic. You have to act in order of perfection. And if there's a greater perfection in this, then it's not a thing I have to do this before that. I have to do all the things of the highest perfection come first. Now if I have two things of the highest perfection, now I need an order. Order is like an extraneous thing to tell me arbitrarily how to act. But if there's something intrinsically telling me how to act, it's not a question of order.
Still gonna manifest itself in practically in
it's
order.
Like
that's
you say, it's like you say, halacha. Use your right hand first. Use your right hand first. Why? Because you have to wash both hands. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna sit there and try to decide all day? Flip a coin? You know what I mean? So we use things to help you solve these order problems, right? But those are order problems. It's not like. It's not like what?
Tefillin Shel Rosh.
Yeah, well, that's supposed to say you shouldn't have the Tefillin Shel Rosh on without the Tefillin Shel Yad. That's the other thing, you shouldn't have it.
And accidentally creating an order, but it's not an order meaning that they're both equal, so then. Gosh. Fine, whatever.
Yeah. So, no, right? So no, let's say like the Gemara says, that what is a chacham? A chacham is a person who first he gets a parnasa, then he gets a house, and then he gets a wife, right? Not that there's like an arbitrary order, because the most important thing is to establish yourself, and then you can start a family. So establishing yourself has a certain certain importance, hierarchy of importance. There's a hierarchy of importance. It's not just a Seder thing. It's not, it has to come in this Seder. There's no reason. Seder, you know what I'm saying? It's not like an external idea of Seder. That's an intrinsic idea of Seder. If you do it any other way, it's corrupt. Mm-hmm. It's, if you do it any other way, it's mekukel. You know what I'm saying? There's an intrinsic problem with doing it the other way. As opposed to just Seder, it's not an intrinsic problem. It's not an intrinsic problem. Right? Okay. So, but Lahakdim is saying it's pure Seder. Mm-hmm. It's pure Seder. It's not that it's going to be a greater Shevach in any way. And it's not going to be expressing, it's not an idea of a greater Shevach, it's just Lahakdim. That's what the Gemara is answering.
So, Tosfos says, when he characterizes that by saying, Hadifus Havimina Hagdama, does he mean that now when we look back on the words Adif and in the entire Machlokas, then that whole thing is just in terms of...
So that's what I'm thinking, that's what I was trying to say the other day, that up to this point, the Gemara has been saying what the Gemara is saying over here is a new idea. That there's a kvius, even there's a kvius of the Gavra. There's a different type of a kvius. There's a kvius of the, there is an idea of a kvius of the Achila. In terms of the Gavra. That he is an Ochel. There is an idea. In order to have Seder, you have to have a certain greater framework. Right? So up to now we've been saying that there's only a kvius on each min, on each type of achila, the peros or the irakos, right? And that's why you yotze with one bracha on those. But what he's saying over here is that it's true that it's not like we were saying before. It's not an adifus on which is more, on which shevach is better. Which is more, or which one should the bracha be on? That's not lahakdim. That's not lahakdim. There's no order over there. Over here, it is purely a question of order. That's the Gemara's chiddush. That you're right. It's not an adifus like we were discussing before, of which one should pot to the others, or which shevach is a greater shevach. It's a separate idea that since you are having one kvius. Since the Gavra is Kavua for one set of Achila, even though it's different particular forms, one is Peros, one is Yerakos, there still is a greater framework. There still is Shayach to order. Before we were saying that if they're two separate Brachos, they're not Shaychos Zubazu. That was the Rosh's whole point. They're not Shaychos Zubazu. Because I have two separate Chiyuvim. They're two completely separate things. Over here it's saying it's true in terms of the minim vis-a-vis each other, they're not shaykh to each other. They're not shaykh to each other because one is not going to serve for the other. But this shita holds that in terms of the gavra, when he sits down to eat, he is sitting down to one yeshiva. It's one kviyas of achila. And in terms of the gavra, there's an order. In terms of the Gavra, there's an order. And he must choose. And it's not like we were saying the other day. The other day we were saying, if I eat the Arukos and then I eat the Peros, it's not that they're preceding them. They're two separate activities. Two separate activities. Don't say one is preceding the other. They're two separate frameworks. They're two separate frameworks. But it's saying over here, no. In terms of, since it's the same fundamental activity of Achila, even though they're different in particular, the Gavra is, in terms of the Gavra, there's Kedima. In terms of the Gavra, it's Lahakdim. He has to choose, in his mind, since he's sitting down to two different Achilos, the idea of Kedima arises. It's not a halachic idea, it's not a halachic thing of one pattering the other. And it's not a halacha question of which shevach is more choshev. It's a completely separate thing. Since he's sitting down in his and in his mind these two ideas are related, and in his mind they're related, now he must choose. He is making a choice. That's Lahaktim. And therefore, you have the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Even Lahaktim, the Machlokas is in. Because that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That's the Chiddush of the Shita. That the Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is not just when one is going to pot to the other. It's even Lahaktim, meaning to say, even just in terms of the Gavra. But in order for this, in order to have this idea, you must have another idea that there's a kfias of different types of achilos. That's apparently the machlokas. Do you say when the person sits down to various types of achila, yurakos and peros, that there's one overall entity that now you can say this entity has an order. Memela, it's going to have an order. That's the machlokas. And that's the Gemara's answer. Lahaktim. There's nothing here other than being machtim one to the other. Not one serving for the other, not one shevach greater than the other shevach, but it's in terms of the gavra, he has, like Yoni says, there's going to be an order here. But you only say there's going to be an order if there's really an objective framework that you can put them in. You only say there's an order if there's some other framework that they can be contained in. And that's the machlokas. Do you say there's a kvias of all achilos, mm-hmm. or only of the same type?
What are you saying about just, I'm not sure what you're saying about the machlokas. What's the dabra?
That's the, that apparently, is you're going to say that's the mitztaref. In other words, even though the different types of achilos, since he's Yoshef and Kovei himself to eat these different types of achilos, in terms of the Gavra, there is an order. In terms of the fruits, they're different. They don't have anything to do with each other. They're not shaykh one to the other. But the Gavra is the overall framework. This Kviyas Achila is the overall framework. Yeah.
But where do you see that the Gavra is not included in what we were saying previous to this?
Well, previous to this, we didn't have that question because we had only one. Either you only had one bracha, where one is going to be pot to everything else, and that's not an idea of kedima.
No, but it's not an that's idea. It's still an idea of the Gavra choosing.
Yeah, but that we only had, but that's, it's more than just the Gavra choosing. It's which min is really going to represent all the others. It's a bigger idea than Lahaktim. Lahaktim is like a letdown. Lahaktim is just like, is like the least possible thing. There it was a much more important question. You have many foods and one of them has to serve as the food for the bracha to be on.
Well, we didn't finish the Gavra. Really choosing if there's an order.
Oh no, the order, well no, that's exactly what that's exactly what it means. It means, since there is a grouping, he has to follow a certain order.
But in the other one that would be, everything before this he's choosing. And
what do you mean by he's choosing? He doesn't have free will to choose what he wants. He either has to do the chaviv to him, or he has to do the shivaminim. He doesn't get to decide what to do. Not just what,
No, I know, but he's still choosing. Whereas over here,
what do you mean he's choosing? I'm not sure what you mean by choosing. Let's take Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the brachos are the same. He must have the min sheva first. Is that called choosing to you? No. Right. So over here too, Rabbi Yehuda holds if he's going to have it tzinnon and the zayas, he must have the zayas first.
No,
right?
But we said that when he takes the min sheva, so it's because there's a greater shevach in the min sheva.
No. In the sense that one is pottering the other. Only in the framework where one is pottering the other. Because then I can say that since one of them has to function as the min of the minim, this one has to be the min to potter the other minim. So that already brings up the idea in the Torah of a hierarchy of minim. And that we have an order in the Torah of a hierarchy of minim.
Yeah, but that's also only insofar as the Gavra is being involved in the Achila.
Well, of course, the Gavra is not going to sit down to have all of these Minim together. then several problems arise. First of all, there's no one to make a bracha.
No, but having the hierarchy is still in the framework of the Gavra. I don't see why you're excluding that from the first case and then adding this.
Because I'm saying you don't need it. It's more than. You're right. It's in the first case, it's the Gavra, but it's much more than just the Gavra. Just the Gavra is saying they're two unrelated things, but they're always related because they're happening to the same person. But that's how they're related. Like everything in your life has an order because it happened to you in a certain time, right? But that doesn't mean they're intrinsically related, right? But in the first case, we're saying they're intrinsically related because since one bracha on one fruit is going to potter all the other fruits, so then they're all functioning for each other. Then one is functioning for all of the rest. That's an intrinsic relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's an intrinsic relationship. But over here they're not. This bracha is going on the tznon. This bracha is going on the zayas. What do they have to do with each other? So then it's only if you can resort to that last possible connection, and that is that the happening to the same person in the same setting, right, in the same instance, then they're both vying for a certain order within his meal. Then you can say there's an idea of lahaktim. I just wanted to just follow one thing. No, we didn't finish the last piece of Gemara, but the last piece of Gemara yesterday was saying that even the Gemara says no, really everybody agrees you make a shakel on the shlokos. So, but what was the machlokos? One said you make the shakel. One said you should be mavarich on the fruit because it's zayin. Right, one said, he says, lo, the kuli amashlokos u pragios shahakol ni bidvar avach my svarakom mifugi my svarakom adiv my svarakom adiv the Zion. Means say that's a sheet that we don't hold from, but there was a sheet that if the brachos are the same, right? Then you don't go by chav. You go by which. You still go by which has the greatest value as food intrinsically. We said chaviv is the one that knows. It's still machlokas. Which one represents the food? Which one represents ochel the most? But it was machlokas that if one has an intrinsic quality that's greater than the other, do you have to go by that one? We don't go that way. You can do whatever is chaviv. But you see, it's the same kind of a question. Yeah, that's what I think it means over here. Lahaktim. It's only lahaktim. It's only a question of lahaktim. It's not any other question.
So what's the machlokas now between...
So I think the machlokas between Ula and the first shita and this last shita is whether you can say there is a kvias.
No, I think you're...
No, I mean, according to the second shita, the machlokas between Yehuda and...
Would it be the same?
Doesn't
right?
have to be the same idea for both sides.
Why would it be different?
I mean, say the bracha doesn't have to be the same machlokas when the brachas are the same when the brachas are different.
Right. I mean, because it could just be la halacha, like we were saying before, when it says.
No, is it the first idea is the same, but right. The question is if there still is a tziruf of Kadima, if there still is meaning of Kadima, whichever one they hold is more important in that case is going to follow through.
Okay.
It's not in the same sense.
Right.
It's not in the Shevach, but.
Right. It's not in the same sense of one functioning for the other.
It's for the same.
But it's still in the same. Now you have to take one min before the other min. You're still going to have. As long as you're going to be playing one off the other.
You're using the same hierarchy just for different.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's the same idea?
It's the same idea. It's just a question of whether there is an application to this case, or if they're completely separate. There's no way to apply it. Yeah. All right. Let me think about it. I need some examples here. I think. All right. Well, let's think about it a little more. Okay. So anyway, so for tomorrow, what should we do for tomorrow? So we finish up the Gemara. Take a look at that Tosfos where he says.